Chapter 6. Leaving that district, he went to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. With the coming of the Sabbath, he began teaching in the synagogue, and many were astonished when they heard him. They said, "Where did the man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? And such works of power as are worked by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Jude and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is without honor only in his own country, among his own kinsfolk, and in his own house." And he could do no work of power there, except that he cured a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. He made a tour round the villages, teaching. Then he summoned the 12 and began to send them out in pairs, giving them authority over the unclean spirits. And he instructed them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no coppers for their belts. They were to wear sandals, but not to put on two tunics. And he said to them, "If you enter a house anywhere, remain there until you leave the place. And if any place will not welcome you, and they do not listen to you, as you walk away, shake off the dust from under your feet as evidence to them." So they set off to proclaim conversion. And they kept casting out many demons, anointing many sick people with oil and curing them. King Herod heard about him, since by now his name was well known. Some were saying, "John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and that is why the works of power are active in him." Others said, "He is Elijah." Others again, "He is a prophet, like one of the prophets." But when Herod heard this, he said, "It is John, whose head I cut off. He has been raised up." Now it was this same Herod who had sent to have John arrested, and had bound him up in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had kept telling Herod, "It is against the law for you to have your brother's wife." As for Herodias, she had it in for him, and wanted to kill him. But she was not able to do so, because Herod was in awe of John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and gave him his protection. When he listened to him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. An opportunity came on Herod's birthday when he gave a banquet for the nobles of his court, for his army officers, and for the leading figures of Galilee. When the daughter of this same Herodias came in and danced, she delighted Herod and his guests. So the king said to the girl, "Ask me anything you like, and I will give it to you." And he swore an oath, "I will give you anything you ask, even half my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl at once hurried back to the king and made her request, "I want you to give me John the Baptist's head immediately on a dish." The king was deeply distressed, but thinking of his oaths and of his guests, he was reluctant to refuse her. So at once the king sent one of his guards with instructions to bring John's head. The man went off and beheaded him in the prison. Then he brought the head on a dish and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When John's disciples heard about this, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The apostles rejoined Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away yourselves on your own to some lonely place and rest for a while." For there were so many coming and going that they had no leisure even to eat. So they went off in the boat to a lonely place on their own. But people saw them going, and many recognized them. And from every town they all hurried to the place on foot and reached it before them. So as he stepped ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he took pity on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. By now it was getting late, and his disciples came up to him and said, "This is a lonely place, and it is getting late. Send them away, so that they can go to the farms and villages round about and buy themselves something to eat. He replied, "Give them something to eat yourselves." They answered, "Are we to go and buy bread for 200 denarii for them to eat?" He asked, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then he instructed them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass, and they sat down on the ground in groups of hundreds and fifties. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish, and raising his eyes to heaven, he blessed and broke the loaves, and began handing them to his disciples to distribute among the people. He also shared out the two fish among them all. They all ate as much as they wanted. They took up 12 basketfuls of the broken pieces and of the fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. And at once he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side near Bethsaida, while he himself sent the crowd away. After parting from them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. Seeing that they were hard-pressed in their rowing, for the wind was against them, not long before dawn he came towards them, walking on the sea. He was going to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a phantom, and cried out, for they had all seen him, and were terrified. But at once he spoke to them, and said, "Courage, it's me, don't be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind dropped. They were utterly and completely dumbfounded, because they had not understood about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. Having made the crossing, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored there. When they disembarked, people at once recognized him and started hurrying all through that countryside and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, to village, town, or farm, they laid down the sick in the marketplace, begging him to let them touch even the fringe of his tunic. And all those who touched him were saved.